Hello. All right. Welcome to another edition of the Students Era podcast. Today, we're recording our first episode satellitely, and we're happy to have Nora on the podcast today.
Thank you, Nora,
for taking the time to join us. Can you give the audience a little bit of background about yourself?
Sure. My name is Nora, and I am currently a student studying at Murdoch, University of Dubai. I'm doing double majors in public relations and marketing. And I am from Pakistan, but I have been born and brought up here in Dubai.
Okay, fantastic. So as far as PR and marketing are concerned, is that something that you always had an interest in, or was it something that you found later in life, like when you were in university?
So when I was in school, I was thinking of doing engineering because, I mean, that's how like culturally appropriate is like engineering is, and, you know, being a doctor and all of that. So I thought that I was going to take that route as well. But after I did my boards, I kind of had a realization that I need to change my direction and do something else. And when I joined the university, I saw that there were a lot of options. And at that time, I was just doing foundation. So it was just like an entry level to university. And I don't know, there were so many options. And somehow I realized that public relations and marketing would be the right thing for me, as I'm quite vocal. And I felt like this is what I should choose. And once I did, I just kind of found my passion around it.
Right. Okay. So as being like a vocal person and having a discipline, going into a discipline that's very social, dealing with the current situation and everything, how have you been adjusting to not being able to be on campus and interacting with your fellow classmates and teachers?
It's honestly been quite difficult, especially now, like more than ever, because obviously the lockdown has been just getting extended more and more. And initially, obviously, we were having classes online and we got to interact a lot with our fellow classmates. And even right now, I tend to try to take out time to speak to my friends and family online, and, you know, trying to just make sure that we are in touch, because obviously staying at home almost like all the time is quite difficult, and I'm trying not to go out the way that other people are, and trying to avoid gatherings as much as possible. And I currently have a blog on Instagram, so that kind of keeps me busy as well, creating content. Yeah,
for sure. Can you tell us a little bit about what your blog's about?
So I'm into beauty, skincare, and lifestyle. I first started the blog kind of like sticking to beauty, but I realized that I wanted to kind of expand my horizons in that. And I've just included skincare and lifestyle as well. So it includes everything related to well-being and fitness related stuff.
Okay. So as far as like going to school and having to balance working your blog as well, you've obviously been able to have a degree of time management and stuff. Like with the current situation, how's your routine been? Like, are you still like planning your day out, or how do you work through things?
Honestly, initially it was quite good because I could wake up like around like 9-ish or something and just plan my day out. Or I tend to plan out my day, you know, the night before. But since it's Ramadan, it's quite difficult because my classes are starting early in the morning. And, you know, when you wake up in the middle of the night to start your fast, it's really difficult to kind of, you know, go back to sleep. So I have been really facing issues trying to maintain a routine as of now. But I try to make sure that I don't talk myself down in terms of not being efficient and doing as much as I want to, because during this period of time, it is really difficult to achieve things that you want to achieve in the, you know, in the span of one day because of your energy levels during Ramadan. So just trying to push forward and trying to take it one step at a time and trying to do whatever I can and trying to create content ahead so I can have like a 2 day gap, 2 day gap, and then see accordingly.
Right, of course. Have you noticed other brands on Instagram making changes as far as just adapting to everything going on right now? Anything noticeable at least?
Yeah, of course. A lot of brands are coming out with like new types of like new ways to kind of stay in touch with their audience. And I feel like they're interacting more with them and kind of giving them a sense of, you know, that whatever they're doing, they're making sure that they are respective and that they are concerned about the safety of their customers as well, if that makes sense, especially in terms of like services. Like Sixth Street, I am an ambassador of Sixth Street, and it's a retail application where it's similar to Namshi. So contactless deliveries and all of that, I feel like there's a lot of emphasis on that. Like every single ad that I see online, it's all about that. So
It's kind of like that push about like making companies more human seeming and actually caring about their customers and stuff. And I think once you create that type of bond, then I'm sure that's somehow like tied into everything with like with public relations and whatnot. It's about building a relationship with the consumer too.
Communication is key during this period of time, because if companies are not going to communicate about what they are doing in terms of their business, and it could include the little things such as I mentioned about contactless delivery and to the measures that they are taking to take care of their customers, you know, customers are always going to question about it, and that could really make them question about your business overall during this pandemic. And of course, like this thing was not expected, but how businesses actually come forward and communicate with their customers, it's key for them to being successful in the near future.
Absolutely. So to bring it towards a lighter note, is there anything that you miss specifically about like university life?
I miss going out, like just being able to have that routine. I would wake up early in the morning just to go out and go to university, get done and hang out with my friends, have that like type of social life where I could just meet them and go out to eat and all of that. I think it was just the little things that are quite precious to me now. And yeah, I mean, it was something that is hard to accept to not be able to do it now, but I think it is for the best for the time being.
Absolutely, in terms of the situation. So can you give us a little bit of background? So you said you were born and raised in Dubai. Can you tell us a little bit about like what type of student you were like in high school, and maybe a little bit about your transition into Murdoch?
I was such a reckless child. I mean, growing up here, it was amazing. I'm quite grateful that I did start my education here and not in Pakistan. And once I did that, I don't know, like, I think during that phase of like grade 8 until like grade 11, I was so reckless. And I think like given the circumstances that I was in, which is personal, I was just like that. But once I joined university, I became like a very serious nerd. And I am grateful that I have transitioned from being, you know, more studious now and really caring about my education. And I think that every decision that I've made to kind of, you know, come and join this university has always been the best for me. And it's just been the best decision. And as of now, like I'm studying in Murdoch, so it's going pretty well. But I just this is my last semester as well, and I feel like it's a struggle doing online classes as of now, especially during your last semester.
Right. Of course. Is there some type of like final project that you'll have to do to graduate that you're working on?
Yeah. We have like a group assignment, and I don't even know a lot of people in my class because of, you know, not being able to see them. A lot of my online classes are like without like the video chat. So because people are not comfortable to show their faces, and I have no idea who they are. So it's a bit of a ride, and I'll see how it goes. because it just started. So yeah.
Okay.
But it's been, I mean, like, overall, it's just been a journey of trying to understand to how and what I am good at. I feel like having the support system during this period of time is really important. Trying to see what you're good at and trying to take advantage of that to choose the to choose your subjects really helps. So since I love being, you know, like, I love giving my opinions and I love, you know, the whole aspect of marketing and everything, my friends and family really pushed me to take this major, and I really found my passion in that. Otherwise, I feel like I would have not done that, and I would have stuck to something that I was not proud of.
So as far as like graduating and moving towards a certain industry, you already have like experience working with like retail and you know, consumer products and things related to beauty. Are there any other market industries that maybe you don't know as much about that are still kind of like interesting to that you could potentially see yourself working in?
I see myself as an entrepreneur. I want to work in the coffee industry, and because I used to have a lot of, you know, assignments and everything during my university years, and I would always spend my time in coffee shops, and I realized that there are a lot of things that coffee shops over here in Dubai are kind of missing out on. I mean, obviously the new ones that are coming out are picking up on that, especially on trends, but I still feel like a lot of brands kind of lack those things that I kind of want to work on. And of course I will have to educate myself about that, but that's definitely an industry that I want to tap into in the near future.
Okay. My dad used to manage a Starbucks, and he told me that, I don't know if this tip's going to come in handy at all, but like, you can make frappuccinos with burnt coffee beans. So apparently there's a way to get like burnt coffee beans and use them for frappuccinos. And apparently, like, from the industries that, like, if you go to the coffee farms and stuff, nobody uses the burnt beans. So I don't know how that will ever help in some type of way, but that's what that is.
Interesting. I'll look into it. Yeah.
Have you been in contact with your family outside of the UAE, like anywhere in particular, about how they're dealing with everything currently?
Of course. I have friends and family back in Pakistan, and they are finding it quite difficult because people in Pakistan are not taking it seriously. And we really wish for them to do that. You know, people are still going out despite the restrictions of the lockdown and everything, and the cases are just increasing. So they all are quite worried. And I have some family back in London as well, and they seem to be doing okay comparatively, but obviously it's just a question mark to, you know, if we know someone who's getting the virus. It's a pretty scary time because it's just a waiting period if they're going to get better or not. So people in my family, like in my extended family, got corona as well, and they have recovered, thankfully, but it's just, you know, that type of like that time period is really, really scary, and that's why like people should really start taking this seriously and taking care of themselves while going outside.
Of course. Yeah. And I mean, you got to empathize, especially with people that are, I mean, students and people in the environment, because it's like two levels of uncertainty. So exactly. It's definitely tough to manage through. Have you in particular tried to pick up like a new skill or tried to research into like a new topic or something that's interested you that maybe you didn't have the time to look into before?
As of now, I was just trying to look into what are the things that I could start like a business if I am to start during this pandemic, if this is not going to, you know, kind of like go down anytime soon. So far, I've not found too many interesting things because obviously people are picking up the pace in terms of like, you know, in the industry. And it is pretty tough to come up with an idea that will actually work out in the long run. So I've just been, I think, like kind of like doing my research on that end. And yeah, I mean, obviously, like I'm in my last semester, so there's a lot of uncertainty towards that as well, to what we're going to do, because as a graduate, it's going to be very tough for me to get a job. And since I'm the kind of person who wants to take the route of, like, you know, being an entrepreneur, it's always like a 50-50 kind of thing to what I'm going to do next. So I think, like, just constant research about everything that is, like, possible is what I'm trying to.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Have you read any good books or seen anything, like, educational recently that's given you some good insight or good advice?
A friend of mine had been looking into, you know, like, kind of weight loss and, like, weight gain in terms of Ramadan. So that was quite interesting. That made me actually do some more research and read some case studies, because I am a fitness fanatic. I was quite obese growing up, and I used to weigh 80 kilos. And then, like, over time, I just lost all of that weight. So now I'm, like, around, like, 60s. And so it's been quite a journey. So I'm, like, always trying to educate myself about that industry, like, about, like, how it kind of works. And a lot of people are, since, like, you know how, like, the pandemic is happening and people are trying to go online and give more fitness advice to how they're supposed to stay fit. But I feel like there's a lot of this notion about, there's so much negativity around it, where people are just selling stuff to students, especially to try to lose weight, because this is the time where they're very insecure about their bodies. And it's really scary. So I've just been trying to really educate myself about how the mind works in terms of that, and how can it encourage people to kind of step back and take care of themselves instead of falling into traps where they see these things online. But yeah, it's pretty tough to do that.
Right, right. And it's kind of, I don't want to date myself too much, but I remember, like, at the advent of the internet, it's like, you know, you had pop-up ads and stuff with things where you could just click away and whatnot. But now it's like, it's kind of harder to see through the veil of, like, what's really going to be beneficial to you versus what's going to just be kind of like, it's kind of like a scam. So especially with the youth on the internet, like, nowadays and stuff, and having access to more resources, excuse me, it's interesting to see how people will read through stuff like this.
Of course, because now that brands are having a way of communicating with students, they communicate in such a way where it kind of, like, takes off their insecurities, and they're like, hey, you know, you have this, you have that, like, this is wrong with your body, you know what, buy this plan that I have written for you, and, you know, you lose all that weight. And kind of, like, trying to shed light about this on my blog, I did that, and I got a lot of comments and, like, messages about, you know, their family members making them feel insecure about it. So I feel like the environment and sometimes your surrounding really affects you. And that kind of really pushed me to start doing research about what is it that kind of, how is it possible to even change the mind of a teenager? Because every single person that I've spoken to, all they care about is losing that weight just to look good. And there's this idea around you losing weight and then you looking good. And I have gone through that as well, because I feel like I had no support from anyone while losing weight, because every single time that I did, people would either comment that I've gained weight or I've lost way too much weight. So it's very scary. We live in a very scary time in terms of that. And growing up, I have two younger siblings, and they are the ages of 16 and 12. So I have to make sure that I do my part for them to not ever take that route where they think that being skinny is beautiful. And yeah, basically that.
No, I agree 100%. I mean, you know, everyone has an opinion nowadays, and you know, people can use that for the better, for the worst. But certain phobias just aren't healthy, especially, like, when you're young and you have you're more open to certain ideas, and you don't have as strong of a direction as when you get older. It's tough, yeah, especially having younger siblings too. and seeing course, how they're affected by everything.
Because not right. because seeing people that I don't even know fall into habits which are so unhealthy for them is just heartbreaking. And I want to be able to use my voice to tell them that this is not the way. There are a lot of other ways where you can take care of your body without thinking that, you know, it's skinny is everything. And that's how it is. And it's just so sad. And it just breaks my heart.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as your personal journey, if you were interested to speak on it or give some insight to anyone listening, was it something that you had to kind of tackle yourself? Or did you have you said you didn't get that much support, but like maybe the gym that you went to or the activity that allowed you to lose a lot of weight? How were you able to work through it and stay consistent, most importantly? Because I think that's a big challenge a lot of people have.
So when I started, I was really overweight and it was actually affecting my health. And I realized that I need to make a change and I need to figure something out. And I started learning how to cook. And okay. That is not one of the first things that people do, but that's what I did. And I was quite young, and I think I was like 13, and I just told my mom that, hey, you're going to teach me how to cook, and I want to know what goes inside, you know, my food. And I realized that, you know, being a Pakistani, we eat like really heavy foods, oily foods. And I started cooking my own food, and I started working out at home. And I didn't have access to gym at that time. And even though there was a building gym, but then they didn't have much of like the equipment. And since I didn't really have anyone to help me out at the gym, if I would have taken a, you know, membership, I decided to just work out at home, do bodyweight exercises. And I don't know, I just had that determination and that goal that I wanted to achieve. And I just stuck with it. And I didn't listen to anyone, because I feel like during that period of time, a lot of people pass on comments saying that, you know, that you are not doing the right thing, or, you know, you don't have to lose weight because when you grow up, you will lose it eventually. But I feel like those are the same people that kind of talked down on me when I was overweight. So I took that as motivation to keep pushing forward. And once I lost all the weight, I mean, there was no sense of happiness. I just wanted to remind myself that I need to take care of my health. Otherwise it's not going to be good for me in the long run, because a lot of people in my family have blood related issues. They have BP, they have sugar, and my doctors have told me that if I don't take care of my weight, I could get that. And it's really easy in this generation to get that, even if you don't have any history in your family. And currently I used to like go to the gym, and 1 year ago I joined the gym after losing all of that weight to kind of do training and start deadlifting. And yeah, it's a beautiful journey. There's a lot of ups and downs, but I'm really excited to get back to the gym as well, because everything is closed. But yeah, there's like no stopping. Even if you're stuck at home, and even if you don't have access to the gym, there's no excuse of not working on yourself and taking care of your health 100%.
Right. I think, having that resiliency to try to bounce back through certain obstacles, it definitely serves you a lot, especially during a time like this. Have you had the opportunity to, have you had any ideas about how you plan on like growing your blog in the future? Like, where would you want to see, Sixth Street like in a year from now, or 2 years perhaps? Like how do you go about planning what you want to do and like moving it forward?
Since I'm like the brand ambassador of Sixth Street, it's like a campus ambassador, could say. Like, so they contacted me, and it's basically, you know, kind of like reviewing products and all of that. So getting invited to events and all that. So it's a really great opportunity for my blog, because I'm a microblogger as of now. And I'm getting more and more opportunities, but I really wish to grow, of course. It is a very slow process if you are trying to gain organic, you know, followers. But I feel like for me, it's not just about that. For me, it's actually having an audience that I can educate and I can help out. I've been trying to grow it for quite some time, and having that sense of belonging with my audience is what matters to me. And I feel like I will be growing in that sense if I remain consistent. And in terms of Sixth Street, Sixth Street is really growing a lot. They're getting a lot of popularity. They are a similar brand to Namshi. Sixth Street is, you could say, is relatively new, but they have a lot of brands on board. So they have quite, I mean, they have a long time to go, but they're doing quite well comparatively in the initial stages as well. So I'm really proud to be a part of that family.
Okay. So, yeah. Concerning your own blogging, is there a particular medium that you like? Like, do you like photography or writing or video? Like, which one do you feel is most appropriate? Like, when it comes to expressing what you want to get across?
I think it's mainly, talking to people through like videos. I like doing that. Like, I mean, for me, for my content, I'm always trying to test out new ways and things that my audience actually likes, because it's all about creating value for them to what they want to see. And I try to interact with them as much as possible. But my favorite types are the videos, and I feel like they do quite well comparatively to as to like posting just pictures. Recently, I just like invested in a ring light and a table and trying to have a setup, because I feel like that's like more professional. And yeah, basically trying to see what my audience likes and trying to better myself during this process, because it's not easy to create content. And I think that's something that you realize once you become a content creator yourself.
Of course. Yeah, of course. And then even being a content creator, like you talked about, you mentioned bringing value. And I think it can be tough for some people that feel like they bring value but aren't getting, you know, the appreciation or the viewership they want to. And then you can fall into kind of like gimmicks and things that aren't really what you planned out to do eventually. So it's definitely a interesting way to see how people navigate through that. Are there any particular like influencers or YouTubers or just media figures in general that like have inspired you or like how they've have given you a good role model, a good sense of role modelership? Or
so there are these two influencers that like I really used to come across years ago. It was, I'm sure you must have heard the name Huda Beauty. She has a $1 billion industry, I mean $1 billion company in this industry, in the beauty industry. And she grew her following on Instagram. She started blogging on a website, and she then moved towards Instagram, and she gained a huge following and a dedicated audience. And I feel like kind of like looking at that to how she runs her business really motivated me to see what I wanted to do as well. And obviously like beauty is one thing that I would like to tap into in terms of like the industry and business. In the future, after like educating myself more about it, obviously. And there was another one particularly, her name's on Instagram, it's Bodmonzade, and she is a fitness/beauty guru, you could say. And she's one of the reasons why I started getting into deadlifting as well. I used to see her videos where she used to do deadlifting, and she used to lift very heavy. And I always wanted to do that. But obviously, initially, I didn't have access to all of that. But once I made friends and someone I know was also lifting, I got that push from him to start deadlifting. And I don't know, like I always, whenever I see her post, it always reminds me that this is the reason, one of the reasons why I started, and one of the reasons why I had that push to even get started to doing deadlifting. Otherwise, I would have not really like been too interested in it.
To finalize everything, is there Is there any other words of advice or encouragement you could give to any of the people listening to this?
I think always push yourself to be consistent and don't beat yourself up for it when you're not. This is something that I'm trying to learn as well. And I think that everyone should work towards being like that, especially during this period of time. And that hard work always pays off. And sometimes, you know, even when you work so hard and you see there's some type of failures coming your way, it's always important to still keep pushing forward and take things seriously. It will really help them a lot. So
right. That was like a five piece. I appreciate no doubt.
No, I feel right. Like this is like my overall.
It made perfect sense. And the more the merrier. Well, thank you again, Noor, for your time. Much appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Best of luck with dealing with everything. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. All right.